2,439, Ralph E. and Rhoda M. Dominic, south of Route 88, north of Overbrook Drive, being in Lot 52 within Overbrook Shores Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
3,001.
Okay.
Rhoda.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. We moved into our present house in 2004. It's a through lot. We learned when we got a letter from the Planning and Zoning Commission in April of 2009. And they told us that our shed was in the wrong place and I needed a variance. And it was in the wrong place because there was the permit that was issued for the shed gave the incorrect rear yard setback requirement for the property. And the certificate of compliance was issued in error as well. And they said in order to correct this variance, it must be approved by you all. We don't want to move it because I'm not as young as I used to be. And we can't afford a lot of money to call somebody in to move it and redo the lawn and all that kind of stuff. And since our house is facing Overbrook Drive, we didn't know our backyard was our front yard. So we're asking you to approve the variance so that we can go with it.
Do we have a drawing?
We do. It's in the application.
Not mine.
Yeah, we didn't get it.
I will pass it down.
Great. Seems for some reason we haven't been getting.
It's a survey, a copy.
We've had quite a few that we haven't had. You can check that. Appreciate it.
I'll have to.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anybody want?
Yes, it was.
Somebody want to see that?
I think we've got one.
Yeah, come down, sir. Thank you.
Sure.
Your property is, when you come into Old Grist Run, it's on the left?
Yes, that's correct. It's the second lot in the development.
You have Leyland's planted in the back?
I'm sorry?
You have Leyland cypress in the back there?
Yes.
And a berm.
Well.
And a berm.
Right. It's very unobtrusive and the neighbors were very excited with the thought that that was going to be moved down to the middle of my back front yard.
All theirs is open. I'm looking at Google. I can see.
Okay.
Interesting. A neighbor three houses down installed a shed in the same fashion as we have. How that happened, how the Planning and Zoning Department didn't pick up that, I don't know. And how they even picked up ours when it was already approved 4 years ago.
So they recently installed theirs?
Yes. After we got this notice. We're not here asking because we want to. We were told we were not in compliance now.
I believe your permit also showed the wrong setback.
Right.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the permit, when you were issued a permit, it showed that you had a 5-yard setback or 5-foot setback.
Yes,
on the rear
according
yard.
To what they said we needed. We were in order, legal, till someone claims they saw our shed. I don't see how they can even see it because of the Lelands and the burn.
Probably an inspector caught that. I don't know for sure, but.
I had heard, since some of my neighbors read the sign, thinking I was going to jail or something.
We have this sign for weeks.
He stopped at my house and said that he was one of the early people there, and there was a lot of controversy when the thing first went in, which was the road.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody said anything about through lots to us, and I'd never heard of one before. Didn't know what that meant. But we feel that it'd be very difficult for us to get that done.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Very inconvenient.
And we apologize for your inconvenience.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bortman?
No.
Mr. Edson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think as far as uniqueness, the fact that it's a through lot makes it unique and different. I think it's probably necessary to enable continued reasonable use of the property, certainly not created by the applicant when they were misinformed. Obviously, won't alter the central character of the neighborhood and the minimum afforded relief. I make a motion that we approve case number 10,439.
And I have a second to that motion.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,439. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and good night.